Rishonim open up and discuss a diyuk from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ratzu, either Lagabe the Plugta or Ratzu, Lagabe the Chalukah, is dependent on whether or not you hold Hezek Riyah is Shmei Hezek. Frek the Rif Akasha. Mechatesi, how do you know that those are the only two options? Maybe even the man the Amr that holds Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, there's no kasha on him from the Lashon of Ratzu, and you don't have to conclude that Ratzu means Plukta, that you're making a split in the property. Maybe Ratzu means even Lagabe, the Mechitza, the Guda as well, even though you would hold fundamentally Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, because we're talking about a situation of there was a chazakah, Gimel Shanim, and no one said boo, and no one was maiches, and Mamela, he was muchzuk, and they were muchzuk to live their lives and conduct themselves in this chatzir, in this hamish way, that they would not have any mechitzas, and they would share the property in the way they practiced up until now. That's the Rif's kash. So one could argue, as many of the Rishonim do, the Rashba and the Rif, initially argue and say, the Gemara didn't entertain that because it's a Shvach HaTeretz. It's a Shvach HaVar. So it's assuming a lot in the Mishnah that L'chayra makes more sense not to assume that whole backstory, that whole background. And the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, the approach should be, is that Ratzu is right away, right when they make a split, and it's either on the split or it's on the walls. So just in terms of a contextual standpoint, it seems to be a little bit of a difficult pshat, and the whole question seems to be lacking. But Rabbi say, then the Rishonim say, and start entertaining the possibility of the Rif. And they want to know, is it even on the table? Is it even in something that we can entertain, that we could even suggest, even if that context was something that we accepted and incorporated into the story of the Mishnah, into the story of the Gemara? It comes along the Rimagash, and the Rimagash quotes a Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel. And the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel is talking about a totally different case. It's talking about a Grama ben Azikin that the Gemara says Beferish is Aser, with the date tree and the ravens that are going to destroy the date tree because of your bloodletting under that tree. And the Gemara says, yes, but I have a chazakah on this practice. I did so for whatever qualifies on chazakah. Julian pointed out that when I raised that issue of whether or not cheskas gimel shanim is necessary there, or cheskas tashmishin works miyad, this was actually something I didn't realize. We dealt with this last year in Maseches Psachim. Those of you that remember the sugya with the Rashbam and Rashi on Daf Dalet in Psachim, about Cheskas Tashmishim, the Ktsois, and the Rambam, that was something that we discussed last year. Perhaps Cheskas Tashmishim could exist even without Gimel Shonim. But it's not for now. We're not getting into that now. It's something to keep in mind when you see that Gemara on Chav Gimel, that it's not so clear that it has to be Gimel Shonim over here. But let's assume right now that it's talking about Gimel Shonim. So the Gemara says, you're right. If it's a Nezek like Kutra, and what else?
Beis Akise,
thank you. So then you're right, then that doesn't lend itself to chazak. But other things would lend themselves to chazak. So comes along the Rimagash, and he says, doesn't this Gemara seem to say that if you have a mazik, and if you have nezikin, so the memela, chazak is off the table. It seems to be the mahalach, seems to be the yisoid that the Gemara is presenting. However, Rimagash challenges this Gemara that it can't be looked independently. Because what? Because there are Gemaras elsewhere that seem to apply that a person has a window and there's Hezek Riyah going on and a Chazakah would be viable, like the Mishnah in Daf Nun Ches seems to tell us. So we basically have a stira in Gemaras. So that causes the Rav Magash to present the following Mahalach. Now, the little debate that we had in Shir, but I still believe that this is ultimately what the Rimagash is saying. That the Rimagash was saying that in a Chanami, if you have what qualifies as a Chazakah, So then it would be on the table and we could discuss it. But over here, you don't have what qualifies as a chazaka. And what does he say qualifies as a chazaka? Dr. Rimagash, a maisa biyadai. And when it comes to stam re'ia, you do not have what's necessary to trigger the maisa, the trigger the chazaka, because you have a lack of action. That's what it sounds like the Rimagash is saying. Good. In addition, Zakta Rimagash, and it's clearer in the Rashba, the Rashba says that there's another difference between the two sugyas. One sugya in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Ches is talking about where there's one person who's being mazik the other individual. The hezek is going in one direction. There's a guy opening up a window. He's looking into another person's property. He did so for 3 years. The guy didn't say boo. Chazaka Zokter Rashba Mikoyach Mocha Ka'asi. Your lack of being moiche institutes and establishes my chazaka. So Mamela, that's where it makes sense. But if I have any rationale, Zokter Rashba, if I have any reason or outside explanation to why I didn't protest, to why I wasn't moiche, so Mamela, you could have a chazaka from 60 years. It's not going to do anything if there was a rationale, if there was a reason, if there was a siba that avoided you from protesting, from being moiche. This is very important klolim for the third parak, as I pointed out. So Mamela, Zokter Rashba, maybe that rationale, that reason, that explanation might apply when two people are interacting with each other. I explained that they have a Hamish relationship, they get along, they get certain schuyos with living in this way, that I can use a larger premises, a larger area. I don't want to start kvetching. I don't want to be that annoying neighbor. I don't want to be that guy that's going to now make it so formal and so not Hamish in my interaction with my shochin. So that's why what? That's why I never was Meichah. So Mamela, let's talk to Rashba. But Babasa, that Bezim and Bez, there is no possibility of Chazaka. Because we're Shnei Shutvin that are interacting in the same exact way, and there's a reason why we were not Meich. Masha Enkin, the Gemara, Daf Nun Ches, Taka is a good Chazaka. Because what? It was one way. It wasn't Hamishkeit. It wasn't any benefit. And Taka, if you had problems with it, you should have said so. And you Daka didn't. You were not Meich. So Mamela, Muchzok, Gimel Shonim, and the Chazaka sinks it. Yeah.
Why couldn't you say that when it was one-sided, that the guy didn't want to say anything because it was his neighbor?
Because if he's, because there's one person that's affecting him. So if he's affected by it, and if he has a problem with it, then he should have said. Just like if you sit on my field, and you're taking away my schuyos, so I should protest within the first 3 years.
But what's the difference between that and...
That's what the Rashba says. I'm losing the ability to maneuver in my property in the same way. I'm going to lose area. I'm going to have to put a wall. I'm losing schuyos. I'm now going to change the way I'm now going to get benefit from this property by now having to force things to change things and to be meicha. So there's a psychological reason by the case of Shutfin, by the case of us living in the courtyard together, of why I don't want to change that. However, Rabbi Isai, what I want to glean from both of these Rishonim is not so much how they answer the Rif's Kasha, but it's their premise in the Rif's Kasha. Fundamentally, it comes out, according to both these set of Rishonim, L'choira, that what? That when you talk about and you entertain the possibility of Chazaka, when it comes to Hezek Ria, it's on the table. It's something to explore. It's something to discuss, to navigate, and to figure out. Is the cheshbonus, is the bacha, is the ingredients from chazaka what to discuss over here? Or is it something that's not applicable for a technicality and for some other reason that I'm not going to entertain? But Rabbi Isai, the Rif, and as defended by the Ramban in his Chidushim and Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph, Rabbi Isai, don't lose this Ramban. You put a Rabbi Yerucham, you put a Rabbi Yerucham on top of your door, put a Ramban on Babas and Daf Nun Tes. Are you soy? Rabbi Isai, that we're going to come back to many times. Zokter Ramban, we missed the boat. The answer to the Rif Kasha is so much more fundamental than you thought. could you even suggest that there would be a chazaka here? The kasha is not, how could I distinguish between the cases? Can I apply it? Can I not apply it? Dr. Ramban, are you meshugging up? Are you crazy? You have a person who's being mazik. He's affecting his other individual, his other chaver. What's his lashon Rabbi Yisrael? Give me the lashonus of the Ramban. Where's the Ramban? Talk to Heiliger Ramban.
In Testament base.
Shiny Omer Kutru Besakisi. Lefishin Nezikin Bekuf Ein Lem Chazoko. Lo Yomru Chazoko Ben Nezikin Ela Ben Nichsei Momoin. Aval Bekutru Bekisa Kisei Shu Atzmei Nizak. Umitztayer behem ein lem chazok. Dr. Ramban, what are you talking about over here? What are you doing over here? Zo tamish al Rav Yosef bekur kur sheistin es veinini adas mitztayer min nizikin en bakach. Udi mechosh kein behezik riyah. The nizke odom ba odom. Vos is dos nehezik riyah. What is that? We never even discussed this, Rav Yosef. What is hezik riyah? Vos is nehezik riyah. Somebody tell me, what is hezik riyah? Ramban is the first one ever this year to entertain and to tell us what the idea of Hezekiah is. It's making the other individual, your shachin, uncomfortable. Mamish, it's like as if you're being mazik mi biguf. Odom bo odom, zok the Ramban. He's not my lashonis. The Ramban. You're damaging me. You're taking your car and you're ramming it into me. Imishumayin raw. Either because what? Now you're going to look at everything and you're going to have a perspective on everything that I do. And you're going to give a bad and evil eye towards all that I'm involved in, Rabbi Yisai. Clearly, Chazal definitely recognized the concept of ayin hara, Rabbi Yisai. By you being involved and witnessing all of my endeavors, that's going to have an effect on my productivity and on my activities that I'm doing. Imishum lishna bisha, maybe al lishna hara. Oh no, Julian knows everything about my life. He's going to talk to what's his name about that. It's damaging. It's something that's affecting me. Can't function normally. I'm so insecure because you're aware about everything. But basically, you have a very hard time understanding this Ramban. I understand it. Because you live in a generation of Facebook, of posting everything in your life. There is no Rishus Hayochid. But the Ramban says you live in a world of constant Hezek. Ayin Ra, Hezek Ria. Everyone has to be involved in every aspect of my lives. There is no closure. There is no tznius. There is no guard. There's no garments anymore. You're crazy if you cover half your body. If you keep anything preserved for your relationship with your wife. You're crazy if you want to, the first time in your life, you want to touch your wife, is in the yichud room. You're meshugino. Why can't we hold hands after the chuppah? I don't understand. Maybe because I preserve and I want everything to be about us and only us. Maybe because I believe in Kedusha V'Tahara. And even though it's Mutar right now. And even though we just became Mekudeshes. But the first time I touch my wife, I want it to be in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And in my home. And with closed doors. And not Bapundi. Ah, but everyone else does it. But everyone else, but this is the thing. This is the public. So that's what's getting conveyed in your life. I know I'm crazy, Rabbi Yisai. I know I'm a shugana. I know I sound a shugana right now. But I can't even imagine another. I don't even understand it. I don't relate to it. I'm not even talking about the shilas that I got yesterday about taking pictures beforehand and holding hands beforehand. Not even going there. That's like, we're not even talking about that. I'm talking about after it's mutter. But how am I living my life? With Hezekiah? With Ayin Haras? What's the reason the Velt doesn't have everyone that walks down? I don't want to get involved in that. What is that? Yesh Ayin Hara. It's Ayin Ra. It's Ayin Hara. What's the reason Rav Shechter writes in Eretz HaTzvi why we don't have women that are shliach tzibors and running minyanim? So Rav Shechter, it's because the whole matzav of Avodas Hashem is really be'etzim, supposed to be betzinus. That's ne'alech, sim Hashem alakech. It's a shas adchak that we have to have tefillah betzibor. It's a shachat adchak that we have to have a shliach tzibor. But be'etzim, the default, the beautiful piece, Shechter mamish is magdir to us, so many yisoidis of our avodas Hashem. Be'etzim, who are we? Or we're supposed to speak to the Rabbi Nishon. We're supposed to live with him. Not everything is supposed to be publicized. Pum fakir from everything that we live with now. Everything has to be publicized. Everything has to live with Lishna Bisha, with Ayin Hara, with Hezekriah. It's tough to understand what the Ramban's talking about. In a chotzer? It's all publicized. I push a live in the street. I live on the screen. Imishom Lishna Bisha, Imishom Chniusa. Whoa, I have nothing to say about that. Suck the Ramban. It's off the tables. It's not even entertainable. There's one way to answer Rishon's kashas to give terutz. There's another way to answer Rishon's kasha that is kushim meikar less, so the kasha doesn't even get off the ground. Azoy zok the Ramban. Hezekriah, Chazaka, they don't stem. They don't go together. My rabbi say. So what's the Ramban going to do with the Gemara Babasa Daf and Ches? So the Ramban mikoyach this kasha. All the Rishonim made a mistake. The case of the Gemara was a hechitimso. Was a case where there was no hezekriah going on. The whole discussion over there was talking about building a wall in front of my window, and are you going to block my light or you're not going to block my light? Very similar to what we discussed weeks ago in the Rishonim that we're going to get to in a second in the Rush and the Ravid, the way they explain the Achim Shechol. So Zok the Ramban, the case was never addressing Hezekriah. The Gemara never says anything about Hezekriah over there. And that was never entertainable. There would never have been a suggestion of any sugyas to say the word chazaka in the concept of Hezekriah. Because how could you say the words mazik and have chazaka in that same sentence? You're affecting the guy negatively. You're damaging him. Would you ever say I have a chazaka that now I can just ram my car into your property? Niske adam ba'adam? That's utterly ridiculous. So Mela Zok the Ramban, you have to say that the Mishnah is to be understood in a totally different light, no pun intended, that it's only about the light and not about Hezekriah. So what are the other Rishonim hold? What is the Rif, the Rashba, or anyone who is entertaining against the Rif, the possibility of Chazaka? You're answering or you're...
We said the Rif, what was the Rif hold?
The Rif holds of the Ramban.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I am presenting. The Chazaka was not entertained. And then Mela, that's already seen, Rabbi Yisai, at the get-go, in the first two words of our Gemara. What is Ratzon? It's Meiridik, Rabbi Yisai. Without these Rishonim, we would never have known what we're dealing with over here. What is Hezekriah? What is the Sugya? What is it all about? But Rabbi Yisai, I have a kasha that Adam Koenig asked. How can you entertain the world of Chazaka when you have what? When you have a Gemara that's telling you exactly like the Ramban, that Mazikim don't have Chazaka. It's Gemara and Chav Gimel. How could you get around that? How could anyone even suggest that, Rabbi Yisai? How did you sleep last night with a Rashba and a Rimagash that was suggesting, oh, if you fit the bill, if you're Mazik, you're Maxi in Shi, if you Taka have a good, solid Chazaka, so then the Mela, what? Even Behezekriah, you could have a Chazaka. But the Gemara tells me enough, Chav Gimel, the Hezekim don't have Chazaka. The Ramban's right. Ribbono shel Olam, what's Pshat? You're answering?
Give me a second.
Rabbi, comes along Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, and he's Evan Ezel, and he says, following this, he says,
perhaps
yesh lachkor.
When a person doesn't want you to be in a visible proximity and peeking in and involved in my privacy and my private matters, if that's your issue, is that because, like the Ramban suggested, that you're actually damaging him? That it's nizkei odom ba'odom? That you're being metzayer him? That you're causing him pain? Because now all those activities are now what? Not in the way that he enjoys it, and now they're all damaged goods? I cannot even use my room because I don't have my room, right? I don't have my privacy. So in Mamela, it's all constantly with that nezek that you're proactively damaging him. Is that the way to look at it? Or perhaps one could look at Hezekiah with a different light. Perhaps look at Hezekiah with a different perspective. It's not the functionality that's damaged. It's not the fact that you're causing me pain and the fact that I can't live right now and I'm living with a chisaron that's constantly proactively getting damaged by you because you're involved and you're within sight of all those activities. Mitzayer bo, mazik bo, nezek odom bo odom. No. The word over here of Hezekiah is different. The word over here is not that we look at it that you're damaging. Not that we look at it you're a mazik. But rather, lamaisa, I have a schus. I bought this property. Part of buying a property allows me to be a balabas on this property. By you having access to that property, it's not that you're damaging me. It's not that you're hurting me. It's not that you're being metzayer me. When I'm functioning in those functions, and that's the way we look at Hezekiah, that there's a constant mazik, but rather the problem with Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, how do we define that terminology? What does that man da'amar hold, Hezekiah Shmei Hezek? He holds that you're removing one of my schuyos from the property. I rented a property that had a working sink. I rented a property that had a washing machine and dryer. I rent a property that was advertised to have privacy, to be able to function in that private matter. That's one of the dimensions of the property that was now advertised on Zillow. Face, I don't know. What's the Washington Heights Apartments.com? I don't know. That was one of the things. I don't know where Bluestein, where did you find your apartment? I don't want to know what websites that took you to. But Lamaisa, retro.com. Airbnb. That's what I was looking for. What?
We're not recording, was it?
Yeah, okay. Rabbi Sai. What is that? If you look at that from a different vantage, if you look at that just... Sadik, you rented me a house, okay? By definition, I was renting a house. I wanted this to have running water. I wanted to have... Pay me back. I remember I once rented an apartment in Eretz Yisrael. We got there, it's so geschmack. We're going to go the whole geschmacha of, you know, geschmack of family trip. We came, we'll go back to where we used to live. We used to live in Ramat Eshkol. My mom is like, back to the old times. I'm going to teach my kids what it was like living in Eretz Yisrael. I just had one daughter there. It's mom is geschmack. And we get there, and there's, I told you this?
Yeah.
There's mamish. I walk into one of the bedrooms, and there's like an air conditioning that's like taped into the hole of like that socket that clearly was made by the balabas, you know, like not by a professional. And it was like taped onto the side to keep the air conditioning hanging in there, you know, and that's what's holding it from dropping on a kid, you know.
High air conditioning.
Exactly, and it's like fitting it. And I see like the bees coming in like through the cracks of where it doesn't fit into the socket. Like, it wasn't doable. We had to find another place. It just wasn't. And that was my time. This is one of the chusim, one of the tashmishim that I was assuming that I was
that I had an assumption when I walked into this deal that would be Kriya. And that's, you know, a problem. So that's the day of Hezek Riya, Shmei Hezek. He thinks that the functionality of being able to be a balabos and to live in a private way is Shmei Hezek. Is something that I can have a taina, I can have a schus, and I can have a speech in a Dinei Taira, and a claim, and a taina to now ask for, and it's Shmei Hezek. Was the other day a hold? Lachir, the other day a hold is what? No. You get your running water, the place's functionality, that much to be able to act privately as a balabas, and the fact that someone's going to be able to see you, that's not such a Shmei Hezek that now you could have a taina, and that you can claim, and that you can shtau knocking down. That's Lachir, what we have to analyze. What is the Nekudas HaMachloikis? This is what many of the Achroinim are very bothered by. Reb Ruben has a whole simon in Simon Beis. Nachum discusses, Reb Shmuel, all the Achroinim on Baba Basra discuss, all this, it starts from the Eben Ezra. What is the Nekudas HaMachlekes in our Gemara? Which ultimately Rabbi Yisai is going to shed light on in the Manda Omer Shmei Hezek, which we paskin like. What are we saying according to Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek? Are we saying you're being a mazik, the Shachin is being a mazik, and we're now saying that also, even though there's no physical damage, that also is considered a Hezek? That also on a certain level, although it didn't make it to the Bill and Baba Kama, although it didn't make it to the real McCoy of Dalet Ovis Nezikin, Aber Lamaisa, you are damaging you. You're mitzayer me. You're causing me pain and suffering. So then the Mela, that's why you can't do it. Is that what the day in the Gemara of Shmei Hezek is saying? Or no, Bechlal not. There's no Shaychus to Baba Kama. There's no Shaychus to Hilchus Nezikin. Yeah, it's a little bit of a misnomer the way we use that language of Hezek Riya Shmei Hezek. Doesn't mean that it's mamish mazik. Mazik is for Baba Kama. We're not learning Ezekiel right now. And the Meila Rabbi Yisai? The Meila Rabbi Yisai, if that's the pshat, Zachar Bris Zalman, this has no sheikhs to the Gemara of Bavasa, that kofim. That's mamish things that are getting the damage. That's mamish things that are causing fumes, that are causing dust and smoke. That's mamish affecting my property indirectly. That's where a chazoka can apply. But if you look at Hezek Riya as just schus momin, as just tashmishin, as a taina that I say to the other guy, this is what I thought this apartment would have. I thought I'd be able to function like a balabos here in a private way. I thought I would be able to have this asek without you witnessing all my property. So what are you doing? You're limiting me in my schus momin. You're limiting me in some mominess and shavius and worth that I thought I had in the apartment. Kumt oyser boysai. Zalman. Maybe that's the machloikis between the Rosh and the Raivid. The way Rabbi Zalman thinks the machloikis, the Rosh and the Raivid, by Achin Shecholku. The fact that the Raivid says that what? The Chazaka can work by what? By Hezek Riya. He obviously looks at this as a schus mom. Merver Aboisa, I think that's the answer to the Rishonim in the opening daf in Baba Basra of whether or not Chazaka works in Hezek Riya is how do you look at Hezek Riya? Is Hezek Riya mazik? And the Memela, the Gemara of the Chav Gimel should be enforced that Chazaka is out? Or do I look at the fact that Hezek Riya is not a physical mazik? Is not anyone physically getting affected. It's kind of this, it's yesh lachgor by Hezek Riya. It's like mamish, it could sway in either direction. How do you analyze Hezek Riya? It's not really physically affecting me. It's just privacy. So the Memela Rabbi say, would I take the effect and you take the approach of the Ramban and say, that's a mazik? Or do I say, no, it's a schus mom. It's a schus, it's a taina. It's something that I'm deserving of by renting or by buying this property without your access. But in a chanami, that's in the world of mominus. Moreover, Aboisai, if that's the case, and one can entertain the possibility of what? Of suggesting chazakah and being a muchsuk, lacher gimel shonim, just like cheska sabbatim, and has no qualms and no issues with the Gemara in Baba Basra and Daf Chof Kiddush. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to tell you honestly, although Rabbi Zalman really helps and develops this idea and this Yisoid in the world of the Rush and the Raivit in the way that he presents their machloikis by Ha'achin Shecholku, that Gemara that we spent time on, about the brothers that divided up the property, and the Gemara is saying that they don't have tainas on each other to have their path or to have a chazaka. They have to really assume nothing, even from what their father was doing. But the Raivit adds in the Gemara, and the Raivit says, but for Hezekiah, they do have a chazaka. And the Rush destroys the Raivit. And the Rush says, how can you say that for Hezekiah they have a chazaka? But Rabbi Yisai, the Rush doesn't go as far as the Rishonim on Daf Beis and the Ramban and the Rif is saying. The Rush does not sound like he was saying that it wasn't at all possible to have a chazaka by Hezekiah. The Rush was just saying what? That's not mistaber in the Gemara that that's going to be the situation. Right, what's the Lashon of the Rush? Anyone have a Lashon of the Rush? No, I want to see the Russian sign.
Yeah, it goes up.
What's the simen? Vav. Talk to Rush.
Vav, Niren Klal.
Yeah?
Given the Ein Lo Chazaka, Ba'ora, Heichi Matzim Ma'abed Le Hezka B'Riyasa.
Right. What's that Taina? Is that because there's not? It's never shayach to have a chazaka by Hezekiah. Is that what the Rush was bothered by? That's the way Rabbi Zalman is suggesting that the Rush held Hezekiah is a mazik like the Ramban. The Mele, it's never needed in a chazaka. It doesn't sound like that in the Rush. It sounds like the Rush is that since you're missing the fundamentals, more like the Rimagash, since you're missing the fundamentals of the chazaka over here, that's why we're not going to be able to apply a chazaka. But that's just a detail, Rabbi Yisai, in what the Shita of the Rush is. Why do I want to suggest that perhaps the Rush sides more like the Rashba and the Rimagash, the way we're presenting, out, and the other side of the Rif and the Ramban? I want to do that for a reason, Rabbi Yisai, that you're all very familiar with. You don't even know that you're familiar with. But it's time to get Haragil Benair and to be familiar with what your Regilus is. Rabbi Yisai, there was a Rush that I think alluded to a lot of what we're talking about right now. A lot of things are coming full circle towards the end of the semester. I didn't really understand why we spent so much time on this at the beginning, but I was building foundations for our Masechta, Rabbi Yisai, for us now to start flying. And that's why I don't want you to drive clunkers and stop the car, Rabbi Yisai, because now we're gaining momentum, Rabbi Yisai. Now we're going to be kind of a babasra legamre, Rabbi Yisai. We'll be fine in two minutes, everybody say. Dalaram and Beis, but like with real kinyan, with real understanding of what's the machlekes in the Gemara, with a real havana of what's going on between the lines, not just the ksav shchayrus, but also the ksav levonis, the esh levono. Everybody say, what did the Rush say? Frek the Rush. What did he say? What did he say?
Could be mocha.
Oh, the Rush in the beginning of the year discussed the following shayla. What's the din about a shutov who wants to be meichel? Right? Should we say that that's like krak susi vi potter? They can't be chayzer. They can be chayzer, I'm sorry. Dr. Rosh,
nay.
This is different. This is different, and once you're meichel, it's like mominous. It's mamish like you even gave him the money, kiilu is kabalti. When you're meichel mi money, you can't take that back. How do you take that back? You gave me the money virtually. Virtually, you gave me the money. It's mamish like it's a cryptocurrency. You mamish, you sent it over, Rabbi Yisai. Bitcoin. Schmack. That's what the mechila is. Kilu eskabalti. It's all virtual currency. Right? It's more than virtual currency. Mamish, nothing. But it's kilu eskabalti. That's what the Chuvas HaRashba says. That's what mechila is. It says, if I receive the money. So how can you be chayzer? Are you going to go into my bank account and take out the money? Right? Chevra. What do you mean? We're talking about Hezekiah. Zoch the Rosh. Klar. The Rosh understands fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, as we built from the Divrei HaRosh from the beginning of the year, is that it's clear from that Rosh that Hezekiah functionality is defined as what? As a Shibud Mam. As a Schus Mam.
as something that if I would ask you in the world of Chazaka Rabbi Yisai, in the Kasha, the Rif, if I would just have that rush in the beginning of the Masechta in Siman Beis, what would I say? Avada what? Avada, there's Chazaka. Avada, there could be Chazaka. Rabbi Yisai, I'm trembling when I'm saying this right now because I'm contesting the Eben Ezra right now. His read. I agree to his Yisoid. I agree to his Chakira. But I have a hard time implementing it into the Rosh. Not only because of his terminology in Siman Vav, but also because of what I've learned in Siman Beis and the way the Rosh addresses Hezek Riyah. Ah, you're going to all ask me, yeah, Rabbi, that's not the only Rosh. There's other Roshes. There's a Rosh with the Yesh Mefarshim. There's a Rosh with a Rosh Tainas that what? I could even build on my property, Hutzah V'Dafna, even if it's less than Gvil V'Gozis, because I'm taking all the onus on me, right? Ki Yadua, Achleik is the Rosh, and the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Mekhi Yosef, Rabbi Yisai, the Ra'ah, yeah. Now you're talking. Now you sound like you're kind of Baba Basa. Now go during the break. Go down to the lake when it's start your stuff. Start shaking your body. Let's go. This is what I'm talking about. That's right, BMP, right here, huh? Eat it. Good. It's a good kasha. That's what we dealt with. That's the kasha that frightened him. It's a stira. Chever, and a chanami. So maybe you have to say, that's what we got stuck with. We have difficulties. You have to say, maybe fundamentally, the Sibas HaTakona was Hezek Riyah. Because there was some sort of Nezek. But ultimately, there was Momenus. So now, how does that fit? So now, when you have such a reality, so now the formulation is Momenus. So does that Nitin for Chazaka? Is that not Nitin Chazaka? These are all the Inyonim that are Rabbi Yisai now coming back together and now blossoming. But fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, what do we have over here? We don't have a Rishon, a Rif, that was just asking a Kasha, in my opinion. We don't have a Rishon that was just asking a Kasha and throwing out there, hey, maybe the story over here could be different. Maybe the story over here could be that there was a Chazaka over here, Gimel Shonim, and why did you have to say Ratzu was Dafka Lagabe, the Plugta? Why couldn't that be suggested? And then the Rif says, adamantly, absolutely not. And the Ramban is Masbir, B'Toikfoy, on Dafnun Test, because you need to understand what Hezek Riyah is. Rabbi Yisai, there's something much deeper that L'chayr of the Rishonim were addressing over here. There's an emes over here, Rabbi Yisai. There's much more than just the information that's being presented, the Chachma Chitzainius that's being presented over here. We're analyzing what is Hezek Riyah. That's the Yisoid de Sadover over here, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, I did.
So how does Rabbi want to, like, make the machlokas between the Ravid and the Rush then? If we're not going like Rabbi Zalman, so then what are they arguing about?
Not Siman Vav. Where is it?
It's
Chaf.
Chaf.
At the end of Chaf. It's just practically he doesn't have. Yeah, that's what has
to be. Yeah, I don't know if it's a major one. Yeah, it's just he's just saying that they're over here they don't have Chazak over Hezek Riyah. Not because it can't be. Yeah.
Assuming we say that, like the Eben Ezra, that Hezek Riyah does mean that you're taking away one of the Sfuyos from this one guy, doesn't that totally take away the one of the Sfuyos of the other neighbor too? Because we're dealing with the case of partners
right.
that are sharing a joined chutzner. So
right.
maybe that other neighbor says, you know what, when I was joining this partnership, I thought I was getting.
Great. I love your Sarah. You're great. 100%. I agree with you. You know who said what you just said? The Rashba. That's why the Rashba argued that practically here we're not going to apply Chazaka. You know why? Because. Your chazak is not a good chazak. You know why? Not because a chazak is not entertainable by Hezek Riyah, but because it's not practical because over here I don't want to be meicha. And a chazak can only exist by my lack of mechal. And the reason why I don't want to be meicha is because I'm going to lose out also. Great. But the point is that you made a jump. You assumed that the subject matter were not for us to be shutfin, were not for you to have that practical argument, fundamentally, we could have said that there was a chazak over here. That by definition means that you understand hezek ria as a schus moment, l'chayra. That's all I'm pointing out.
The Ramban, he says that hezek ria is more when the person feels uncomfortable, and it doesn't necessarily have to be that the guy's dafka looking at him. It could be lashon hara or something like that. So how do you decide what's hezek ria and then what's... It's just like, it's, I guess it's similar to Chav Gimel, where it says that he's like sensitive. On the
right. Meaning what Sammy's pointing out is that now we're being more expansive. It's not just physical dust, it's not physical matter, but it's also the perspective of another individual. You can even be mazik with your re'iyah, even with the way you look at another individual. You're right. You make it much more expansive, and you need the Ramban, you need these Rishonim to tell you.
But how do you decide when it's
Chazal,
just the guys?
Chazal need to tell us, yeah.
In Dina de Garmi, Ramban said that like it has to be a din because it's Dina de Garmi, it's literally in the name. And now he's saying it's not hezek, it's not nezek, it's just you're making the guy uncomfortable. But like,
whoa. Why are we getting into Dina de Garmi now?
Because that's what I mean. That's just
we're not in Garmi right now.
No, I mean like that's what he said. Like since it says Dina de Garmi.
Yeah. So what does that have any? What does that have to do with us?
It's called hezek ria. If I'm not causing nezek to
you're
someone.
Saying why didn't it call it Dina ria?
Whatever it is, yeah.
If it, maybe I don't know. Maybe it's not the Raisa. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. The Ramban was dealing with a totally different argument there.
Yeah,
Dina de Garmi is that it didn't derise, it didn't derabban. I don't know.
So why is it called Hezegria then?
Maybe because the Chazal wanted to introduce to us that this is also a mazik. Maybe I wouldn't have thought it like this intuitively. Half the Rishonim don't even agree to this, that this is a mazik, according to what we're suggesting. So the Chazal wanted to. If anything, the Ramban, the biggest riot to the Ramban is the Lashon. Hezegria, Shmei Hezek. I mean, any one of these other Rishonim that are looking at it from a Schus Mammon perspective has a lot of explaining to do. It's not Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. It's you have a Schus Mammon. Don't call it that. If you want to ask Kashas on titles, I would ask Kashas on the Riff and the Rashba and the other Rishonim, not and the Ravid, not on the Ramban. The Ramban is smooth sailing. I think the Ramban and Daf Nun Tes is the Pashtus. Okay, it's not something that necessarily I would have assumed on my own. I wouldn't have looked at this in the world of Mazikim, but that's what the Gemara is suggesting over here. Yeah, Julian.
The Ramban is a little... doesn't really stim because he agreed with the Ravid.
The Ramban with Rashi on Daf Zayin. Yeah. I was thinking about this morning. I'm not sure that he agreed with the Ravid. If you have to look carefully, I don't remember, but I remember the Ramban just quotes the Rashi, but he all says that that's all Rabbi Nishlam is Vart. What we quoted on the Marim HaKlemis was just the Ramban quoting a Shita in Rashi. I don't know if that was the Ramban's Shita. And in a Hanami, if that would be the Maskar of the Ramban, then you have a Beferish Shastir in Ramban's. But that's not even like, that's not even a Lumdis. The Ramban says there's no Chazaka, no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, so that was not the Ramban in his own Shita. So I don't know if necessarily it's a Kasha. Yeah, Ethan.
I have two questions. One, in Rav Isser Zalman, in the Sad and the Chakir that he was developing about preventing you from using your property, he said that you need to have a schus tashmisha, right? So you have to have like a chazaka and you being using your property. And he said the way to get that is through being a lokech or being a yorish, right? And they had a schus tashmisha, so therefore you have a schus tashmisha, so therefore someone couldn't be hezek or you. We should understand how that originally generates. Like, how do I attain a schus tashmisha?
Buying or renting the property.
Let's say I built a new house and I just never have a schus tashmisha.
You own that property. How do you own that property? You have the right to do whatever you want with your property. You can build up a house as long, right? You have that right. That's your property. You inherited that property. Ultimately, it's going to come to the property. You have to be a yorish, or you have to be a kainah. That's hashan in the dinei atoros chalukas haaretz. Right? Some ultimately it has to be one of those avenues.
Uh-huh. That would be fine. Yeah. I mean, I should have one other thing. In that way, why can't, like Rebbe was having the kasha on the rush.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say, based on the Gemara in Chaf Gimel, that it says, in chazaka mazikin, but that's just by basic kite and kutra, maybe we hold that there is a chazaka by mazikin, by all of the mazikins that aren't those two things.
And it's a mazik?
Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a little difficult with mechila, right? And you're right. If it was just that rush, if it was just that, If it was just that, then I maybe could have said that, right? And that's what the Rimagash and the Rashba are going to have to say, that that Gemara is just by physical hezek, not by hezek riya. Yeah, I agree. I think you could have said that, but I think it's even starker that I think Chazaka would be entertainable. Yeah.
According to the Sa'ad, it says that it's a din mamonos hezek
riya. Yeah.
What about like,
schus mamon? Yeah.
So what about like zenan ebe zelo chaser?
Yeah.
Would that apply in that case? I mean, I'm benefiting from having my window, the light from my window, and I also happen to like seeing your property, but you're not losing out.
How are you not losing out?
Sure you are.
You're not losing out like losing any physical.
Sure I am. Oh, who cares about physical? I'm entertaining the fact that there's comfortability. That is something that the Torah is calling Shmei Mazi. Well, you're speaking according to Mandar Lav Shmei Hezek. That's the Machlekes.
That I'm saying within the Sa'ad that says it's din mamonos.
So no, it's not.
So then it had to be lashmei hezek.
You're stealing my schlius. No. Shmei hezek, and now you are now detracting from my schlius mamon. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, Dave.
Do the other Rosh Yeshiva ask on the Ben Ezel?
No, that I'm aware of. No. I don't know. I don't think that the Rosh Yeshiva really apply this to our Machlekes, the Rif, and the other Rishonim. That's like, I was using Rabbi Zalman in the rush over there, but I think that it's more fundamental. It's at the opening of the entire Masechta in that critical Machlekes by Hezek Riya. I didn't see that anywhere. Yeah, Gabe.
Is the other day saying that Schus Mamon is a form of Hezek, or is it just not
enough? The other day of which day?
Sorry, the
Schus Mamon. Schus Mamon, yeah.
So is that saying that Schus Mamon, a lack of Schus Mamon, it's not like you're
if you're taking away my schluyas, you're being mazik me. But it's a hezek amominus.
It's a
mominus,
not
yeah, a yeah, yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai, you're detracting me. It's like you're not giving me everything that I'm owed. But that's not. But that's in the world of dinei mamon. That's in the world of chazak. Rabbi Isai, that's where I would like to close this first sugya. Don't forget it. It's going to come up later. And I just want to close, everybody, say, before we start the next sugya, we have Mar Mekayim and Mirtz Hashem that are going to be passed out. They're really going to be geshmak. But I want to just close, maybe just a quick ha'ara, quick shmooze, you know, just in,